This is Sunday Conversations. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcasting, Inc. in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Hello, and welcome to Sunday Conversations on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100. I'm your host, Ashley Scott, and serve as the Internal Communications Manager at the Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs. Today, we learn of another Rice stakeholders' journey to entrepreneurship. Good morning, Sky.
Hey, how you doing, Ashley?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us today. Can you start by sharing with our audience the story of how your business came to be and what motivated you to take the leap into entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. My background is in multimedia and television, so I spent 16, 17 years of my career working on everything from womb to tomb, so TV shows, commercials, music videos, photography events, all kinds of stuff. And what really became apparent to me is we sell everything with sex, but we don't really have meaningful conversations around the conversation, around desire, around consent. And when I looked at the nature of what the climate of our country is, you know, the divorce rate usually swings between 48% and 52%, depending on the year. Assault rates on campus are 42% every year on college campuses. The Me Too movement was really strong. People have a desire for fun and connection, but they don't really know how to genuinely connect with their partners or to have the conversation in a safe way. So instead of me complaining about the problem, I wanted to come up with a creative solution.
So tell me a little bit more about those interesting products. Talk about what those are.
So we put Hedonism and Debauchery out first. It's the first card deck on the market to center the conversation of consent, and is geared towards making safer spaces for that conversation. One of the jokes I always make is we're typically like two jokes away from being in a dirty conversation, but most of us never really process it that way. So to make it easier for people to have that connection, I made a deck that really gets you into those different conversations or those styles of play that you might be really interested in with your partner, but never know how to specifically broach or bring up on your own.
Hmm. This is a very interesting topic to me, because even whether you're married, sometimes you don't even get into these conversations and feel comfortable about it. So when you came up with the questions, what was the market research? What was the process for coming up with some of the questions that are in the card game?
Well, when you look at the human experience, there are a number of things that a lot of people typically are curious about or interested in, but they don't really know how to bring them up. So when you look at what are the top searches for desire, when you look up what are the reasons couples typically break up, it's communication. When you look up what are the things that have moved pop culture and put them in a verbiage in a way that was easy to understand and a little bit silly, so that you didn't feel that you had to be super intimidated by what the ask was.
So is this a game that you can play with friends, or is it meant to be just for your intimate partners?
When I initially put this out, I had three thoughts in mind. One, that it could be for intimate partners. It could work as a coaching or therapy tool. And if you're someone who likes to go to parties, it's a great icebreaker party starter, because there's no expectation that you have to do anything. It's really geared towards giving people the access to fun conversation and fun play without feeling pressured in unhealthy ways.
I think that's an amazing tool for both married couples, no matter what stage. Like you said, the therapist, sex therapist, people can really use it as a tool. So thank you for just being innovative and creative and taking that path to really address some concerns that people have when it comes to consent. You mentioned the Me Too movement, things like that. On your research and on your journey, did you have any challenges being, you know, a young black man trying to put a game like this together? What were some of the challenges that you might have come across?
Absolutely. There's a lot of challenges that come across with anything that deals with relationships or sex. We can see across the country, there's a lot of stigma, there's a lot of pushback on how we have the conversation, and it makes it even more important that we're here, because only 11 states require any sex education, and it's typically only reproductive-based or abstinence-based. So when we get to being adults, a lot of us don't know what to do. We don't know what to say, and we very much just rely on what we see on television and film to tell us what to do. And art imitates life, but art is not life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the big things become, how do people connect with the product? And then how am I able to get that message out without it feeling as if it's being hampered or censored by someone?
You talk about being hampered or censored. Do you find that you're censored with a title like Hedonism and Debauchery? That's the name of the company as well, right?
Correct. So I chose those words because typically they have a negative connotation, but they're not negative words. You know, hedonism is the pursuit of pleasure in all aspects of your life. It's the food you eat. That's the things you enjoy doing. It's laying out on the beach with the family. That's going to wild parties. It could be a lot of different things for a lot of different people. Debauchery is raunchy fun or sexual fun. Like I said, that's dirty jokes. That's being silly. That's playing as an adult with your partner that you enjoy. And remembering that it's play, it doesn't have to be so serious, you know. And I really wanted to use those words as an opportunity to educate people and to free people from this idea that they just have to show up in the world one way, and that's the only way they can be.
I think that's amazing. Now, building a business, being a successful business, it requires a team. Do you currently have a team? Is this a solopreneur thing? How do you make all of these things happen?
A big brunt of the heavy lifting I do myself. I do have a number of affiliates and an amazing designer and engineer that helps me work on quite a bit of the production that goes with this. We talk about store displays, when you talk about the things that it requires to put an experience together for people. So I've been very fortunate to have a community of people that support what we're doing and to really help me move the vision forward.
What about financing? How do you get a game like this in stores, and how do you keep inventory in stock? What's it been like trying to get capital to move your business along?
I'm a little old school in how I've approached capital. For me, I've funded this project out of my pocket and very much felt like it being a solid product that with the sales, I would be able to upscale. So that's been a lot of my process. But going through manufacturing, did that myself. Going through prototyping, did that myself. I'm fortunate to be a person that, with my experience and background being in multimedia, I was able to make a lot of things where typically someone would have to outsource a lot of that work first. So that's been one of those fortunate things of using my career to fund my business. And then from there, it's really been just growing relationships and seeing what fruits come from that.
Now, representation matters. And your success, because I would call you successful. I have the card game myself. And yeah. I see the T-shirts from people all the time. Your success as an African-American business owner really serves as an inspiration for others. So what advice would you give to young aspiring entrepreneurs with similar backgrounds who are just starting their journey?
Some advice I would give is to really hone in on yourself. I chose to do things that were traditionally not traditional, right? Going into broadcast wasn't something that was popular. It's a little popular now, but it wasn't when I started. So hone in on what your real goals are, and don't be deterred by what other people think of what you're doing. Process takes time, and skills build on things. So I would have never imagined that I would have had this product or this company. I started off wanting to just be an artist that told great stories. So when you're confident in who you are, when you build on your skills, and when you listen to your intrinsic voice, you can't go wrong in finding something that's going to change the culture.
Process takes time. That really stuck with me when you said it. Over time, looking ahead, what are your future goals for your business? How do you plan to continue making a positive impact on your community and beyond?
Well, my goal first and foremost is to make a cultural shift. You can quantify how well a business does by their profits, but I think it's equally as important to show how a company shifts the culture around them. So I would love to see the rates of what assault looks like on campus change for my product. I would love to see more adults living their lives and being happy and open and honest about what their desires are with their partners and their relationships. I would love to see parents giving their young adults a different type of relationship and sex education so that we have more healthy, a more healthy culture moving forward, and not just what we see or what we've seen in past media. You know, I think those are great litmuses for if our business is really successful in the coming years. And I hope that through all of our offers, whether it's coming to a VR event or a workshop or buying the deck or you know, any of the other offers that we come out with, you know, I hope those things show through in what we do.
What have people said when they use your product? What are some of those testimonials? I'm curious.
Man, I've had some people come and tell me I've changed their life, I've changed their relationship. I've had some people say that they felt validated and felt seen, because most card decks or most games geared towards couples or intimacy are very heteronormative, and I made sure I had inclusive language so that everyone felt like they could be involved. I've had people say that, you know, they would have never tried something had they not come to a game night. And now that they've seen it, even if they didn't do the action there, now that they've seen it, now that they've had that conversation, they feel confident in going to get education on how to do that with their partner or with the people that they're interested in.
How can the people who are listening purchase your product or book a game night? How do they get in touch?
You can check us out at respectfulplay.com. And from there, we've got Instagram and Twitter and all the social medias available. And yeah, hit us at Respectful Play. Reach out and, from any of the platforms there, and we'll definitely get back to you.
Awesome. And before we get out of here, I have to ask you, how has Rice played a role in your journey? How has it impacted your business as a stakeholder?
Rice has been such an interesting development for me. I came into the fold very confident in what I was doing, and then being around other entrepreneurs and seeing different processes, learning about SBA and the different organizations has been really influential in understanding how I want to navigate as a business, and as well as how I don't want to navigate as a business. Because a lot of times we look at things and say, oh, I want to go to Big Box, I want to go to this. But seeing what's right for me has been great. Having community has been great. Just, you feel like you're on an island sometimes, and especially with what I do, with this company and this product, it can be very isolating. So to have people come in and love on you and champion you has been great. And then even this interview was set up by Rice. So I'm very appreciative of those opportunities.
Well, we appreciate you for being a stakeholder, and thank you for being here today and sharing your valuable insights with our audience. Your stories are a true testament to the power of perseverance, innovation, and the spirit of entrepreneurship, Sky. To our listeners, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Conversations. I'm Ashley Scott, and for information on today's episode, click the Sunday Conversation tab at smoothjazzatl.com. Sunday Conversations is a presentation of Davis Broadcast, Inc., in cooperation with Russell Innovation Center for Entrepreneurs, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. as we celebrate innovation, perseverance, and the entrepreneurial spirit. Sunday Conversations, hosted by Ashley Scott, only on Smooth Jazz 101, Smooth Jazz 100.